White. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. September 17, 1896. Dear son Willie, we hope to hear something from you today. I want you to carefully consider the subject of Jesse's going to America. Think of it. Pray about it. It is a very important matter, worthy of much prayer to the Lord for counsel. You are on the ground and must watch events and the development of things. If it seems to be a necessity for Jessie to be with her father and mother, she will have to go. We dread the thought of her going, but in advising, do the best you can and leave the result with God. It is, I have thought, not impossible that she would decide that it would be best for her to go. Should she remain here, I hope she will not feel anxious and full of worriment over the matter in regard to her father being alone. These things need to be carefully considered. May was surprised when I told her that Jessie was to have a situation in some line in our school here in Currumbong. If it is best for her to remain, which has so seemed to me in the past, let her understand that she will have work to do in the school and set her mind at rest. If, after looking over the situation, you consider that our views of the matter in regard to Jessie's remaining would not be outweighed by other plans and presentation of facts in favor of her going, she can come directly to my house, and I will do all I can to help her feel at home. I should hope that she would not feel, after her father and mother were gone, that she had made a mistake and worry over the matter. It is best to weigh every movement carefully now. It is a serious matter for Elder Israel to be left with the whole care of his wife for 4 weeks on a steamer. I have thought that the strain upon Jessie was becoming somewhat dangerous, and this has been my reason for urging a decided rest for her. Her father, when he reaches California, will find friends and labors to occupy his mind, while, if Jessie went, my fear has been that she might be left with the care of her mother, which in no wise would be a right thing. But we might write decidedly to America on this point. It was this view of the matter, her having to be left with the care she has had to bear, that lay at the foundation of my objections to her going to America. The Lord will give wisdom in the decision. I am satisfied that her mother could get help at our institution at St. Helena or at Battle Creek. I know Jessie has felt desirous to take the nurse's course at Battle Creek, but Sarah, who understands the situation at both institutions, advises that Jessie should try the health retreat. There is not so much going on there as at Battle Creek, and it might be better for her than at Battle Creek. But if Jessie remains here, let it be because she herself sees that it is the best thing to do. I have no special light on the subject, but look at matters in a different light. I have a deep impression on my mind that Sister Israel can be helped if she is under judicious supervision, where her eating and her habits can be regulated with firmness, and where she can have the proper treatment. I believe she will recover. I have no other calculation. I believe the Lord will raise her up and change this terrible order of things. We had a nice shower yesterday. The corn was planted in the orchard. Today the weather is clear. The sun is shining. In love, Mother. Postscript. Willie, I have been considering what kind of an impression will be made on the minds of the children themselves to have their mother, in her condition, wholly left to the father's care. The morning of September 16th, after lying awake until 3 o'clock, I fell asleep and slept until 5. When I awoke, things had been symbolized before me when sleeping. From these things, I interpreted that it was not the right thing to do to leave Elder Israel wholly in charge of the mother. She has to be looked after in her dress, in her appearance. He cannot depend upon Sister Belden or Sister Burnham. On board the boat, should they be sick, they would not have strength to care for themselves. I was forced to place myself in Sister Israel's position. Having my reason, I said, how would I regard being deprived of my children's care, were I in the condition of Sister Israel? As this matter will appear to others, it will not lead them to right conclusions. Elder Israel has but little strength, and has not much tact in dressing and undressing his wife, doing up her hair and waiting on her.
I present these things to you just as it has appeared to me since you left. Sister Israel might do some very disagreeable things, which would be a disgrace. Jesse can return to Australia again after obtaining some knowledge in nursing. I send this to you for you to consider. Do with it as you like. I pity Elder Israel from my heart. I look and consider how I would do were you in his position. He leans on Jesse. Poor man. I wonder that he has any strength or courage. Mother.